Yorkshire Energy Systems on Stray Living.
We're talking renewable energy. It's one of my favourite subjects, actually. I like the idea that we can almost be self-sufficient, generate lots of energy using our own home. And the expert that we need here to talk to us about it is Chris Wilde. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Beth.
Now, you come from Yorkshire Energy Systems, and last month we talked about heat pumps, which you do. You sell quite a lot of heat pumps and install them into people's houses.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
And there was a concept I didn't massively understand, so you talked me through it, and it's now very easy to understand in my own head. People can go and listen to this online, strayfm.com, click on specialist shows, and they can listen to the whole thing again. But what we thought would be a good idea today is to go through a few of the frequently asked questions. So we've come up with a list of questions that you get asked most when people come and talk to you about heat pumps.
That's right. Yeah, there's a few sort of myths around about heat pumps, as there is with any new technology. So we get asked certain questions again and again, which I call myths about heat pumps. And, hopefully this morning we'll dispel some of these myths.
Okay, are we ready for question number one?
Is it true that you need underfloor heating for a heat pump to work well?
Right, this is one of the most common questions, and the answer is no. The vast majority of houses in which we've installed heat pumps have radiators, because although a lot of new builds have underfloor heating, most existing houses don't. And it's not really practical to start digging up people's floors and sticking in underfloor heating. In fact, the reverse of this is almost true. Heat pumps work fantastically well with underfloor heating because they're producing hot water at the correct flow temperature to go into underfloor heating. If you have, say, a gas boiler or an oil boiler, it'll usually be producing water that's far too hot for underfloor heating, and you have to cool it down again, which is ridiculous because you're using all that energy to heat the water up and then you're cooling it down again. Otherwise, you'd burn your feet.
Yes, so true. I think sometimes I've been into rooms that have got underfloor heating. I feel like I could fry an egg on the floor.
Exactly. Well, because heat pumps produce water at the correct temperature, you'll say, oh yeah, that's fantastic, they work really well with underfloor heating. But that's not to say that they can't also work well with radiators. What is important is that the radiators are sized correctly. And this is where the misconceptions have come, because if your old-fashioned plumber just sticks in a heat pump and you happen to have underfloor heating, it'll work wonderfully well because the flow temperature of the heat pump is correct for the underfloor heating. But if he's connecting it to old-fashioned radiators and doesn't work out how big those radiators need to be, then the heat pump won't work. And this is where the myths have come about. So what you must do when you install a heat pump is size the radiators correctly. You don't need to redecorate, you don't need to change the pipes, you don't need to make a mess of the room those radiators are in. We just put a slightly fatter radiator in and then it works perfectly well with a heat pump.
Okay. Question number two is particularly for people who maybe live in an older house.
I've been told that a heat pump would not be suitable for my property because it is not well insulated. Is that right?
Again, no, it isn't. Obviously, whatever heating system you have will work much more efficiently and run cheaper if your house is well insulated. So if there are things that you can do to insulate your house that are not too expensive, then do them. It makes sense to do that for any heating system. With a heat pump, it's exactly the same. If your house isn't well insulated, then the heat pump will work as long as we size the radiators correctly, having taken into account that the house isn't well insulated. But just like with any other heating system, it will cost you more to run than if the house were better insulated.
So if people can insulate, it's a good idea. Otherwise, it just could be quite expensive to heat your home. Yeah. But that's the same no matter what energy you're using,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. And a heat pump will cost you less, even in a poorly insulated house, than a traditional heating system. But it's very rare we can't heat a house with a heat pump. And where we can't, that house has got serious problems.
And it's a big challenge for you.
It is, yeah.
Okay, next question, specifically for people who like a long bath.
What about my hot water? Will it be hot enough? I've heard you can't have a hot bath.
This is, again, another myth about heat pumps. Although when the heat pump is heating the space heating, it drops the temperature to a nice, cosy 40 or 50 degrees. When it switches to heating up your hot water, it ups the temperature and it will get your water in your cylinder up to about 55 degrees. And that is far too hot to bath in. You'd boil yourself. I've often given this challenge to people when they've been told by their plumber, oh, you won't get your water hot, you won't be able to have a bath. I'll say, right, if you can lie in the bath for more than 10 seconds with the water from a heat pump without diluting it with cold, I'll give you all your money back. I've never had to give anyone their money back yet.
Brilliant. Myth problem solved. There we are. Okay, and the final question today.
What about servicing? Is it expensive and how long will a heat pump last?
Here again, it's a plus-plus because it costs you less generally to service a heat pump than it does to service a gas boiler. And the reason is you haven't got any burners to check or change. You haven't got expensive monitoring equipment to see if you've got gas leakages, etc. To service a heat pump takes about 15 minutes a year. So the costs are generally cheaper than servicing a gas boiler. In terms of their life expectancy, well, it's at least as long as a gas boiler. You're looking at 15 years plus for a heat pump. And even then, you don't have to change the whole thing. You might have to change your compressor, or you might have to change some of the computing units, like the motherboard inside it. But generally, 15 years, an average sort of life expectancy for a heat pump, just probably 3 or 4 years longer than your average gas boiler.
Okay, so we have busted some myths when it comes to heat pumps. And of course, if you're listening thinking, wait a second, what is a heat pump? As I said, you can go back and listen to you very, very aptly explain them. I wouldn't say I understand science very well, but I do feel like I now understand how a heat pump works. So people can go and listen to that again. If they are wanting to get in touch with you, not only about heat pumps, you do solar as well, and lots of different things to do with renewable energy and heating your home. How can they come and contact you?
Well, they can either ring us at our office in Harrogate on 529 144, or they can contact us on our website, which is yorkshireenergysystems.co.uk. And yes, we do heat pumps, we do solar panels, we do complete heating systems, we repair heat pumps that have been badly installed, and there are a few of those around as well.
Yorkshire Energy Systems on Stray Living.